Welcome to Monetize Your Passion, the podcast where we transform your dreams into dollars.
For some of you, you might even not know what the heck you're going to do. So I'm going to give you an exercise that I did when I first started to create a video business. I had been in the metal roofing business. I had done it for about 8 years. I hated it, and I wanted to do something that was fun and creative. So here's the exercise.
Are you ready to unlock the secrets to turning your passion into profit? Join us as we dive into the strategies, insights, and success stories that will empower you to take your ideas and turn them into a thriving, sustainable business. Get ready to ignite your entrepreneurial spirit and monetize your passion like never before.
Welcome to Monetizing Your Passion. I'm your host, Tracy Meisner, and in today's episode, we're going to take your idea to paper. So let's get started. For me, the first step in starting your business is simply describing what you're going to do in your business to make money. There's no need to get fancy. A simple legal pad will most likely do the trick. So I need for you to get out a legal pad and a pen. And just know that as soon as that first word is written, you've already begun the steps to making your dream into a reality. So for me, that first step was my biggest hurdle because it meant I was truly serious about starting my next business. For my own sake, I named my business Meisner Media. And that name stuck through the next series of steps. So what is Meisner Media and what is Meisner Media going to do to make money? So for me, my background and experience laid the groundwork because I had already created a video business back in 1993. And back then, there was no social media, the internet was barely a thing, and my market was pretty narrow. I did weddings and bar mitzvahs. Now, in 2022, I had about 25 years of experience, so my next steps were pretty obvious. That might not be the case for you. For some of you, you might even not know what the heck you're going to do. So I'm going to give you an exercise that I did when I first started to create a video business. I had been in the metal roofing business. I had done it for about 8 years. I hated it, and I wanted to do something that was fun and creative. So here's the exercise. And you've got to be really serious about this exercise. It's not going to be very difficult, but you've got to be honest with yourself. So get out a sheet of paper and a pen and make a list of the 5 things that you're good at. For example, are you technical? You communicate well, you're outgoing, and you can take apart electronics and put them back together. That's what you're good at. For me, I'm good at video. I know how to film. I know how to edit. I know how to write. I'm good at communicating. I'm good at business skills. So it was pretty easy for me to figure out what it is that I was going to do in Meisner Media. So make a list of the 5 things you're good at. Next, make a list of 5 things you're not good at or you're not successful at. For example, you don't pay attention to detail. You're terrible with money. You spend way more than you should. Now, those are all negatives, but at least you know what you're not good at. For me, the day-to-day detail-oriented accounting is something I'm not good at. However, I am good at looking at numbers and knowing right away, are we making money or are we losing money? That is very, very, very important down the road. So, first, make a list of 5 things you're good at. Then make a list of 5 things you're not good at. Third, make a list of 5 things you like to do. Like for me, I like to be creative. I like to talk to people. I like to negotiate. I love to write contracts. I love editing. And those are things that I'm good at and things that I like to do. Usually the things you're good at are things that you like to do. And finally, number 4, make a list of 5 things that you hate doing. So for some people, they hate making a website. I strongly recommend if you hate making a website and you know that a website is essential for your business, get started on that aspect by subcontracting that out right away. For me, and maybe for many of you, money may not be what you have right now. So I need for you to think of things you can do that are service-based, such as fixing computers, doing social media, teaching a course. The idea is not to have to invest a ton of money to get your idea going. One example I can share is I was working with a student and she loved to doodle. She made doodles into flowers and then colored the flowers with markers. I got her into looking at creating stickers and vinyl creations through a company called Redbubble. And within a few days, her ideas turned into a marketable product. The key thing to remember that almost any idea can be turned into a business. So next time, we're going to be talking about all kinds of things about business so that you can get your foot in the door and get your business going. I'm Tracy Meisner, and this has been Monetizing Your Passion.